Libya is a unique opportunity for propaganda because the Gaddafi regime maintained such an information vacuum. That is, no independent press, people afraid to talk candidly on the phone, so many street informants that it's dangerous to even talk candidly on the street or in cafes. In that atmosphere, there's a real opportunity for other parties to throw up their own stories. Anybody can say anything.
In your piece, you say that the rebels have offered their own far-fetched claims, like mass rapes by loyalist troops issued tablets of Viagra.
That is definitely one of the most lurid bits of propaganda to come out of this. I don't think there has ever been any evidence of systematic or mass rapes by either side in this conflict. And I heard those claims being repeated at very high levels by the West. And what that goes to show is that even NATO is not immune to indulging in a little bit of propaganda. You know, they have an uncorroborated and slightly outlandish report, but they'll grab it if it helps to drum up support at home and among the Libyan people for their cause, the cause of the rebels.